Sometimes when people look at my stats of having over 90,000 sales on Etsy, they think that I'm some kind of overnight success, but spoiler alert, I'm not. And I guess it kind of depends on the definition of what an overnight success story is, because it only took me less than 4 years to get to that point. And I know some Etsy sellers that have struggled for that same amount of time to even get 100 sales. So what made my shop different? If you know me, you know that there's nothing special or lucky about me. This was all strategy, and a freaking good one too. I did 8 very specific things to get to this point, and I'm sharing each one of them in this episode. So get your notes app ready because these are good. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. I am really excited to give you the goods in this episode, the real, like, tangible stuff that you can implement as soon as I'm done yapping in your ear. But before I dish them out, I wanted to be sure that I remind you and let you know about my free masterclass where I give you my top 3 secret strategies of a 0.1% Etsy seller. It's only about 50 minutes long, and it's a deep dive class for free. You can register for it at jacqueline-butler.com/free masterclass. And I'll make sure to add that link into the episode description. So go check that out. And there's a killer surprise waiting for you if you watch it. All right, so let's get to it. I'm going to jump right in here. There were 8 very specific things that I did to get my Etsy shop to become a sustainable, profitable, and passive stream of income. And I didn't do all these things in the beginning. This was learned from like many failures and successes in all of the shops that I've opened. And yes, I've opened many shops, tried different things out, shut them down, all because you can do that with digital products. But when I look back at the 90,000 sales that continues to grow every single day, these are the 8 key elements that are responsible for my shop success. Hands down, these 8 things, if you follow these 8 things, you're going to be successful too. And I'm going to break them all down for you. So be sure that you have a pen and notebook if you're old school like me, or have your notes app open, because you're going to want to use this list to audit yourself and your Etsy shop if you aren't having the sales or growth that you want, or if you want to get your Etsy shop started off in the right way. Number 1 is mindset. Do not skip this step. I have it as number 1 for a reason. This could arguably be the most important one. And many people skip over mindset because they're like, yeah, whatever, mindset. I'm good. Let's go. Let's just jump into the sales. I want to make that money. But let me put the brakes on for just a second, because jumping right to that sales step is a huge mistake. There are some critical mindset shifts and concepts that you really need to understand before you go any further in creating your Etsy shop, because skipping these can result in creating a shop that doesn't grow your business effectively and ultimately doesn't connect with what your bigger vision with your business and your life are. When I made my first sale, it was only $2.75. And I had 2 choices in that moment. I could have been like, oh my God, yes, I made a sale. This is working. I'm so excited. I can't wait to make more. Or I could have been more like, ugh, it took me a whole week to get that sale. This isn't happening fast enough. I really don't feel like creating anymore. This is a complete waste of time. I actually knew someone who was a hell of a lot better than me. Like, amazing graphic designer. Even had a badass social media game too. Made 100 sales within her first 3 months with just strictly digital products. And she gave up because it wasn't fast enough for her. It's a damn shame too. That's all mindset. If I gave up after that first sale, I would never be where I am today. Never. So that's why mindset wins my first and most crucial spot in this lineup. I never gave up. So obviously, you know what kind of reaction I had during that first sale and that $2.75, right? Okay, so number two is that I did my research. Mindset and research are absolutely the two most important components when determining what the trajectory of your Etsy shop success is going to be. I mean, think about it. Mindset and research. One without the other could not possibly work. Technically, I could tell you that you just need these two. I could like stop the podcast right now and be done because these two things are that important. But I won't do that because these other six things that I want to tell you about are super important too. And without them, I wouldn't have had the success I did. But the heavyweights in this match, they're the first two here, mindset and research. And to be more specific, it's the conducting of the proper research that's key here. Knowing what to look for, where to find it, how to implement it, so that your shop's growth is inevitable. And I'm talking every single aspect of research, from who your target audience is, to what niche you are in, to the products that you decide to sell, to the keywords that you're using for your SEO, and all the things in between. Next up is number three, and this is niche. If you have heard the phrase, the riches are in the niches, that's what this is about. But niche doesn't rhyme with riches, so that's why we go with my less favorite pronunciation of the word just for the sake of rhyming. But regardless, you've probably heard that your choice of a niche can make or break your business, and it's totally true. And it's extremely important to find a niche market that you can focus on. Trying to appeal to everyone will only lead to frustration and little to no sales. Here's the thing about digital products, and honestly, it's business in general. The more niched you can be, the more quickly you will see success and profit and sales. And two things to remember about this. First, the niche isn't about you, and I'll hit this more in my next component. But second, when you sell to everyone, you sell to no one. That's a hard concept to not only understand, but also to accept that the smaller and tighter that your niche is, the quicker the profits come in. Because it sounds more logical that the broader your audience is, the bigger the chance of sales are. And that's just not the case. Ask any successful entrepreneur. When you are trying to reach as many people as you can selling all the things, your shop, your brand, your everything is confusing. And a confused buyer says no. Get specific, very specific, whether that's on what you sell or who you sell it to. I was incredibly specific and small in my niche, and you already know what happened. But I also have over 1,100 products in my shop now. So just because the niche is small and focused doesn't mean that your product line has to be. Okay, on to number four. I kind of touched on this one already earlier, but this one is high demand. You know what? I'm gonna rewind a little bit. If I had a top three with mindset and research, this one would be in the top three. Like if you had a crappy mindset and you didn't do any research, but you got lucky and just sold products that were in high demand, you'd be set. So I'm going to say it's a three-way tie: mindset, research, and demand. I feel like I'm going to do this for all eight, but really these are my three-way tie. Mindset, research, and demand are the most important. You need to sell products that are in high demand, meaning products that are searched often by customers. Make the things that your customers want. And I say this next thing with all the love in the world. We need, and yes, I say we because I also have to be reminded of this too. We need to get over ourselves. We need to sell the things that people want to buy, not what we want to create. The only time that this doesn't apply is if you want your Etsy shop to be a hobby, then girlfriend, go for it. Make all the things that bring you joy and light you up for the sake of funsies, right? But for me, and maybe for you, profits are my passion. So you tell me what's going to make me money and I'll make that thing. But only do that if you want to run your Etsy shop like a business. And yes, of course, you have to be a little bit interested in what that niche is and what those products are that you're going to create. Like, for example, I'm not into the super organized digital planners because I'm what you would call organized chaos. And I'm also not into things like dark arts or magic potions. But guess what? There is a whole entire customer base that is. So there are people out there looking for digital planners to be super organized with. And there's people that are out there looking for magic potions and dark art printables. So these would probably not be something that I personally would be creating, but it's something that maybe you would absolutely love to get immersed into, or at least you wouldn't mind doing, especially knowing that there's a high demand market for it. And here's the thing, you will hit the absolute jackpot when these high demand products also have low competition. That's what I like to call unicorn products. And when you learn how to find them, magical things happen in your business. Moving on to number 5 is that I used high quality fonts and graphics in all of my designs. And listen, this one came with time. Like in the beginning, my ish was cringe. I was using overused and ugly fonts. I used basic graphics. I didn't have a graphically artistic bone in my body in the beginning, but they still sold. And we all start somewhere, right? I update and redesign my products on a constant basis. And just to keep it fresh and also to stay up to date with the design trends, but it's also because you get better at any, you know, just like anything, you get better the more you practice things. You have to allow yourself to be a beginner. Give yourself grace with this one. It comes with practice, but you just have to start. Even just knowing where to look for these high quality designs is half the battle. And that was something that took me some time. I didn't know where to look in the beginning. But when you know where to find these beautiful and professional fonts, graphics, mockups, and designs for your products, that's what's going to really make them aesthetically stand out from the pack. This next one, number 6, is I stayed off of social media. And I know that sounds crazy, but after looking at my analytics, I saw that absolutely none of my traffic was coming from social media. So I got off. That was all the way back in 2021. Like literally none of my success has anything to do with my efforts on social media. It's because that's not where my audience is. Being on social media to promote my digital product Etsy shop was wasting my time. And when I figured that out, I used all that time that used to be dedicated to social media to focus on exactly where my target audience is. Check your analytics. I can almost guarantee that your audience is not coming from social media either. And if they are, it's not the majority. Focus on the growth strategies on the platforms where they are coming from. And if you want to know more about this, I did a deep dive on the last episode on how to have a successful online business without social media. So go check that out if you're interested in learning more about that aspect. And we're getting close to the end here because number 7 is focusing on free and organic marketing strategies. So this kind of goes hand in hand with staying off of social media, but I'll let you in on a little secret here too. Not only am I not on social media for my business, but I've also never paid a penny in paid advertising. Not one penny. I focused on the free and organic kind of marketing. And this is what leads to repeat customers. I remember seeing a study one time that said that once a person buys from you, they are 76% more likely to buy something else. That's big. So I created the triple threat method where I have 3 very specific strategies to get free and organic traffic to my shop without social media or paid ads. I teach that in my signature course, Etsy Profits Pro. But call me selfish, I wasn't willing to give Etsy any more money and lower the amazing profit margin that I had. I loved the fact that I had 85% profit margin so much. And so I just decided that I was going to focus on these free and organic marketing strategies because the thought of going to social media or retreating to paid ads were the furthest thing from my mind. Are you ready for the last one? Number 8 is going to seem super simple, but let me tell you, it is the thing. Okay, here it is. I made more of what was working. Simple as that. I gave it a few months. I looked through my analytics. I saw what was selling well, and I just made more of it. And I made more of it by changing colors, changing the fonts, the designs, maybe a little bit of the content, the direction in which I was going, I would slightly adjust. Maybe I bundled some of them together, but I made more of what was working. Focus on that. Focus on what is working. And soon you too will have a powerhouse of an Etsy shop that's set up for sales, success, and profits. Okay, so to recap, the 8 things that I did to get over 90,000 sales in less than 4 years. 1, I worked on my mindset. 2, I niched down. 3, I conducted proper research. 4, I focused on high demand products. 5, I resourced high quality fonts and graphics in my designs. 6, I stayed off of social media. 7, I spent my time and energy on free and organic marketing strategies. And 8, I made more of what was working. So now it's your turn. Time to either audit your current Etsy shop and reevaluate which of these areas you need to put more focus into, or if you haven't started yet, be sure to get yourself off on the right foot and allow these 8 things to lead you to the path of success. All right, so that is a wrap for today's episode, and I can't wait to see you in the next one. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the 1 way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one. And maybe share this episode with a friend. That'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.